Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's a wonderful day in the Lord. It's a glorious day in the Lord. Not because something fantastic happened today. Not because it wasn't a regular mundane Monday. You know, because this, you know, because I went to work and did all the things that I usually do. Worked a little harder because I didn't work on the week. I didn't work at all the weekend. I didn't do any paperwork or anything. And so I had to catch up with some stuff. But it's a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord because the Lord is with me. Because God is in me. Because the kingdom of God is where I live. I reside in the kingdom of God. I am a kingdom liver, and I'm living out the principles of God in my life. So therefore, it is a glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I pray that each one of you, who hears me, that who listens to this, understands the God in you. Understand that God is in you. And because God is in you, there is nothing, absolutely nothing you cannot get through. Everything is possible to you in Christ Jesus. You know what that means? That means that because you've are in Christ, because you're in Jesus, that Jesus is in you. And I'm not talking about the man Jesus being in you, but the Spirit of Jesus is in you. The Spirit of Jesus that Jesus sent to us, the Holy Spirit, is in us. And the scripture tells us that that is the same Spirit. The power in that Spirit is what raised Jesus from the dead. Glory. Hallelujah. And that's in us. Woo! That power is in us. We have to set ourselves to receive the Spirit of God in us. And then begin to allow the Spirit of God to work through us, to work in us, to work through us, and work as us. What does that mean? First, we want the Holy Spirit to work in us. We have to set ourselves as being kingdom livers, as living in the kingdom of God. We have to begin to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us, you and I, me and you. We have to allow God to reveal ourselves to us, where we come from, where we're going, where we used to be, and deal with those things and begin to process the stuff that has happened to us. Because everywhere we've been, everything we've been through is what makes us who we are today. And some of that is good and some of that is not so good. Some of us, you know, stuff that happened to us has messed us up. And we need to deal with that. We need to deal with that so that we can have the abundant life that Jesus died to give us. God is very practical. God is not, you know, is not woo-woo. You know, God is very practical. God wants to work in us to help us resolve issues in our lives. And all of us have issues. And all of us have things that we have to deal with and take care of. You know, excuse me, and learn how to go through. You know, I have an issue of with, you know, with hospitals and doctors, all, you know, most people do. But I have an issue. As a child, I experienced, it was a traumatic for me. I guess I was 4 or 5 years old, and I had to have my tonsils taken out. And the hospital we were going to at that point in time, and I can't say it was the only hospital because I'm not really sure because I was that young. I can't even remember the name of it, but it was a hospital for African Americans, and it was the one that African Americans went to. And at that time, I don't think you could go in the hospital. Anyway, what I remember was being in a crib at 4 or 5 years old, and my parents were with me, and then they were leaving, and I can remember screaming and crying, asking my parents not to leave, you know, just, you know, how a little kid does. You know, it's amazing how the things that stick in your mind are traumatic things that stick into our mind, either traumatically sad or hurting or some traumatically happy. But the sad, devastating things is usually what stick the most. And so I have this thing about people going to the hospital. I have this thing about me being in the hospital, for one. And my wife has been wonderful for me with that. But anytime someone I love, anytime someone I care about go to the hospital, I feel this need to have to be there. You know, that I have to be there. And I'm asking, you know, God to work with me through that, to help me work through that. You know, I know that it was traumatic for me because of being left at that early age, and seeing them walk away was awful. It was awful. And so because of that, I have this thing about being at a hospital when someone I love is in the hospital, and my wife is in that. And I've done it, you know, not incessantly or insistently, but there are times that I just feel like I need to be there. And so my wife is really good about allowing that to happen. But what I've done is that I always take a deep breath and sit with myself and ask the Lord, okay, God, you need to help me. Is this something I need to do? Is this somewhere I need to go? Is this, you know, and sometimes God will say, no, sit still, you know. My brother, I guess it was right after it was COVID. So it was 2021, maybe, I think. And my brother contracted COVID and had to go to the hospital. And he was in the hospital just about all of December. And it was hard for me, you know, because there was no way I couldn't go to Georgia to see him, and even if I went, I wouldn't have been able to go in the hospital. They wasn't even letting his wife in. You know, it was, oh my goodness. But I could call him, I could talk to him, and we prayed together. I spoke the word over him, and that was comforting for me, to be able to call him and to be able to talk to him, be able to speak the word over him, and believe God, and he came out, he was fine, he's fine, but it's just one of those things that happen to you, and that causes something else to grow in you, or to cause you to react differently to things than other people do. You know, it's just, you know, and those are the things that God wants to work in us through. You know, I've grown up and now I don't have to be every single time anybody goes into the hospital. I don't have to be there because I can relax in the Lord and say, God, you know, I want to be there, but do I have to? Or Lord, you know, I want to be there. Can I go? Can I be there? You know, and there has been times the Lord said, no, you don't need to go. That's okay. They're going to be fine, you know. But those are the things that you have to work within yourself, things that you have to work out in you, things that was traumatic that happened to you in your life, and not just as a child, but as a teenager, as a young adult, you know, in your 30s and in your 40s, things that happen to us that we have to learn how to work out. God working in us. And see, that's what it's talking about when God works in us. He's working in us for us. You know, it's about us when God's working in us. It's about us. God's working in us about us. And we have to be open to that. We have to be receiving of God's leading us through certain things that happen in our lives that causes us pain, that cause us not to do something, that cause us not to cause us not to do certain things, or causes us not to be in certain relationships, or cause us not to be able to talk to certain people, or cause us not to, whatever it is. You know, there's so many different things that most of us have been through that causes things to causes us to be, apprehensive or even afraid. And fear is not of God. Fear is not of God. You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, or, you know, mean shrinking back and not doing something. If fear is stopping you from doing something, you need to ask God and work with God and sit and be still and ask God how to work through that. Sit and be still and see if God says you need to walk through this, and maybe get a therapist of some kind and help you walk through that. Talk to someone you trust and help to help you walk through. If fear is stopping you from doing something, it's irrational. I think fear. False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. It's false evidence appearing real. We have to stop the fear, because if the fear is stopping us from doing things that God has called us to do, things that God has placed before us, if it's hindering us, it's the enemy stealing from us. We have to stop it. We've been talking about kingdom living, and that kingdom living is faith, hope, love, and that we have the faith of God. Our hope is in Jesus. We love all. None of that works in fear or through fear. And fear is an enemy of us and doing the work of God. We have to defeat it. Totally and completely. There are times that we are, that we are apprehensive about doing things. And there's times that we have fear about doing things. But look at that fear and decide and look at it and see if it's rational. You know, it's, generally fear is not rational. And so we can have a little fear. And, you know, our knees knock, you know, we feel and the thing about feeling, and I wish there was another word, you know, because sometimes you have, you're nervous about some things, you know, and but that's not being afraid. That's being nervous about it, because, you know, generally, generally I'm an introvert, and I don't always feel comfortable around a lot of people. But when I have to be, around a lot of people, and I have to be what my wife calls social or something, she calls it something, I can't remember now. But I take a deep breath, because I'm breathing in God, and I'm letting go of that anxiety. I'm breathing in God. I'm letting go of the anxiety, and I'm relaxing. And I say, Lord, I know you're with me, and I know you love me. I know you care about me. So I know you're going to be with me as I go into this crowd and as I talk to people, and I thank you for that. And I thank you that you're with me. And then I do what I have to do. I do whatever it is that God has called me to do in the situation. Everything in life, everything in my life, let me say that. Everything in my life, I believe God has called me to do. God is ordering my footsteps in some way or another. That God is ordering my footsteps. And so every situation, I bring God in. And this is how we have to live, is that we have to bring, God is in us. And so we have to acknowledge the God in us in everything we do. We have to acknowledge God and know that God is going to help us through whatever it is. And so every single day, say, God, I know you're there. I know you're with me. I know you're in there. And I know you are talking to me, and I'm listening. Let me hear you. And begin to train ourselves to hear God every day, every single day, and not allow stuff to cause us to stop if it's fear. If it's fear, false evidence appearing real. Now, God will tell us, there's times that God tells us, no, don't go there. No, don't do that. There's times that God says that to us. But we know the difference, you know, as you walk in that. You will know the difference of God saying, no, don't move, or God telling you to do something different than fear saying, no, don't go there. It's not, you know. It's not safe, or whatever it is, you know. However, fear is usually raging and usually very loud in us. Well, God is very calm, very together, talks very evenly to us, to me, let me say that, but to most people, and directs us. Well, fear tries to hurt us away from or into certain things. We need to understand the difference and be able to hear God. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. We have to understand how to walk in that every single day. We have to learn how to allow God in on every situation. And you don't have to, you know, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be a production. All it has to be is you stopping, taking a deep breath, and say, God, I'm listening. And that's every day. That's in a boardroom. That's in a classroom. That's in a bathroom. That's on the bus. In the Uber, on the train, you can take a deep breath. Say, God, I'm listening. And nobody has to know but you and the Lord. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Yes, learn how to be, how to allow the Spirit of God to be in us, for us. I love you so much. I want you to understand how to walk every single day with God being as real to you as the people that are next to you. To understand that God is with you everywhere you go. And I want you to understand that Jesus loves you so much more than I or anybody else could ever would. Have a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.